Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama has strongly condemned what he said appeared to be a horrific terrorist attack. He offered assistance to France to help investigate the attack and to bring those responsible to justice. Separately, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has postponed a news conference to announce his running mate because of the attack in Nice. Mr. Trump had reportedly picked Indiana Governor Mike Pence for the vice presidential slot. Our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks has more.
There is breaking news tonight from France. Just horrific scenes right now out of the seaside city of Nice.
The news from Nice broke just as America's evening news programs were coming on the air. Soon, live images from the south of France were being beamed into the country's living rooms, onto its computer screens and cell phones, and into the Situation Room at the White House. President Obama was alerted to the tragedy and then issued a statement condemning, in the strongest possible terms, what he called a horrific terrorist attack. He said the US will stand in solidarity with France, calling it America's oldest ally.
Here we go again. It's going to be a whole different world. We're living in a whole different world.
The man who wants to be America's next president, Donald Trump, was giving a previously scheduled interview to Fox News as the scale of the attack became apparent. He announced that in light of the events in France, he's scrubbing plans to unveil his vice presidential pick on Friday. And in comments that some of his critics found characteristically intemperate, he suggested the attacks only underscored the fact that he's been right to call for tougher action to protect America and Western society.
If this turns out to be yet another attack from radical Islam, then we're going to have to take, our president is going to have to finally admit and do something about it.
Just hours before the Nice attack, the FBI director James Comey warned members of Congress of a possible exodus of Islamic State terrorists from Iraq and Syria, with some of them heading back to the Western countries from which they originally came. He said the group has lost so much territory due to American-led airstrikes, he thinks its leaders are now desperate to hit targets elsewhere. Simon Marks, 938 Live, Washington.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.